It's time for the emergency break of the
week. Dude, it's 2:11. You want to start a game show where we're going through the whole major leagues? Now? Or next?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I'm just trying to do radio.
Okay, well, let's do it in the confines of a segment. That's all.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Is this their first day?
You know, this team is just not that good.
So you don't want to do it?
Well, it just...
AJ Hinch.
It seems like a really weird thing to do at this point.
You want to do it next?
Well, of course I want to do it next. That's what I said 2 minutes ago.
Ozzie Geek.
Just respect the clock a little bit.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Classic BMW brings you the emergency break of the week. Long time Friday morning tradition. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, we've got a layout. Blake Jones throwing out some humor and trying to straighten Dan and Jake out. Jake has a very confusing comment about the Pope. And then Blake makes a joke that they didn't get.
I don't think that's why he resigned, though, but I actually don't know.
Maybe dumb zone. Oh, I don't even really know what the Pope does.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of just pretend.
Well, he was supposed to be a rabbit. South Park. Joke.
Cowboys fans, make plans to join the ticket.
All right, I'm not a South Park P1. I didn't watch that episode, certainly, and I don't think Dan and Jake did, or Julie, either. Jared, can you add anything to that? You're a South Park guy, aren't you?
There was an episode of South Park where they revealed that the first Pope, St. Peter, was actually a rabbit. And that's why he wears the big pointy hat to hide his rabbit ears.
Okay.
The very deep cut.
Okay. All right.
I give props to Blake then.
Yeah, props to Blake. And I guess to Dan and Jake for a quality layout. That's a good one too, when you can only hear somebody breathe and then you just go to break. That's pretty good. All right, one more time.
I don't think that's why he resigned though, but I actually don't know.
Maybe dumb zone. Oh, I don't even really know what the Pope does.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of just pretend.
Well, he was supposed to be a rabbit. South Park. Joke.
Cowboys fans,
Kent
make plans to join the ticket
fan.
Kent fan.
Kent fan.
South Park.
Kent fan.
Kent fan.
Kent fan.
Oh, a lot of noise going on there. Well, there's Blake throwing out the joke that nobody got as candidate number one. Candidate number two from the Normandy invasion, Mike Saroy. Now, normally it's Norm who will make a noise like this, but Mike made a funny noise.
It's there. If it's there,
badminton?
I'm going to say it.
It sounds English, like British English. Whoa.
What was that?
And then
it
developed in British India.
You all right?
The earlier game was called Battledore, which is kind of cool.
They should have left it at that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sounds Battledore. Like something Mike plays on Friday night.
What? Norm trying to make a video game joke.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Mike tried to act like it didn't happen, but it clearly did, and we have proof. We have this isolated here to see what it sounded like.
Gross.
What was that?
A burp.
Saroy pig.
Trying to hold it back a little bit?
Yeah, I guess so. And then try to talk really fast afterwards. Act like it didn't happen. All right, the whole thing one more time.
It's there. If it's there, badminton? I'm going to say it.
It sounds English, like British English. Whoa.
What was that?
And then it developed in British India.
You all right?
The earlier game was called Battledore, which is kind of cool.
They should have left it at that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sounds like something Mike plays on Friday night.
Mike, just, I know, right?
Yeah, come on, let's keep going.
To see, nothing to hear. Jared tried to call him out, but he was having none of it. But we caught you, Mike. You are candidate number two. Candidate number three is a man named Bruce Levine. Now, Bruce and Owen Newkirk, they are our studio hosts for Dallas Stars hockey. They do a great job pregame, post, in between periods. They do an awesome job talking hockey.
You know my observation about Bruce?
Hmm.
There is not one person on earth that loves a sport more than Bruce Levine loves hockey.
And especially Dallas Stars hockey.
Yes.
He really loves Dallas Stars hockey. Yeah. And the two of them, they're like peanut butter and jelly, ham and eggs. They go together. They work together really well.
They do a great job.
Bounce off each other. Yes. But sometimes even Owen and Bruce don't listen to each other. We've had this from time to time, well, a lot on the ticket, where someone will just repeat just seconds after what someone has just said.
We've all gotten to the point where we're basically tuning each other out.
Right. We've tuned each other out, and we'll...
It's a long-term marriage.
We all think we're making a great point, but someone had just made it 30 seconds ago. This has to be a new world record in that, because Owen makes the point that this hasn't happened since, and then not 0.5 seconds later... Bruce makes the same exact point on the Dallas Stars pregame show.
Now, the Stars have a chance to match their season-high four-game winning streak. We talked about it in the open. They haven't done that since the first four games of the season. Detroit, was part of that.
Yeah, and that was the last time Dallas had a four-game winning streak, was when they beat Detroit at the AAC back in game number four of the season. Now, for the Dallas Stars, you talk about getting hot at the right time.
You hear Owen laugh like, I
you're
just
kidding,
said
right?
that.
You're kidding.
As the first four games of the season, that's pretty much what I just said. Thank you. All right, one more.
Now, the Stars have a chance to match their season-high four-game winning streak. We talked about it in the open. They haven't done that since the first four games of the season. Detroit, was part of that.
Yeah, and that was the last time Dallas had a four-game winning streak, was when they beat Detroit at the AAC back in game number four of the season. Now, for the Dallas Stars...
I love the laugh of defeat. Like, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. That sounds really familiar, Bruce. All right, so those are your three candidates. The layout on Blake, Mike Soroy's burp, or Bruce Levine with the repeat. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I hope you're braced for these afternoon storms, fellas.
Oh, thank you.
We're ready. We're ready.
Yeah. And how about, FC Dallas is off to a good start. I feel like this is the year we're going to bring the MLS Cup home.
Okay. You have a vote for emergency break?
Yeah, give me Rosengarten.
God, no waste.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, George. I'm glad I got through to you guys today. I have a quick question. When is sports coming back?
When is sports coming back?
Pretty much back.
Yeah, back for a while.
Are you stuck like in April of 2020 in the pandy start?
Yeah, I'm in a telephone booth. Hey, I got to go shave my balls now.
All right. What a strange call. Man, we're off to a weird start. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Good morning, gentlemen. You'll have to forgive my voice. I had a little tangle up with Natalie Maines this weekend, and I had a happy corona. But anyways, give me Blake fat in first with the bottle. Thank you.
Okay. Gross.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Where's the E-break?
Hello. Hey, how the hell are y'all doing?
Fine.
Who is this?
This is Richard. I live in McKinney, Texas. And I just heard, I just saw a listed on radio station, and I wanted to vote for somebody.
Okay. Go ahead and vote, Richard.
What's that guy's name? Bruce! Yeah, I vote for Bruce.
All right.
What?
Is this not the most wheels off start to e-brake voting we've ever had?
I don't understand.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hi.
It continues. Hi.
I like this. The e-brake.
Okay.
Gordon's Oswald tree.
I don't have an Oswald tree.
Okay. He's called a couple times.
Who you vote for?
He's gone? Gordon, why do you leave your Oswald tree?
I don't have an Oswald tree.
Yeah, that's weird.
It doesn't make any sense.
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I the ticket?
Yep.
Oh, Georgia, oh my gosh. So, can I vote number three? Sorry.
What's wrong?
What's going on?
I think I'm a T1 now. My husband listens to y'all every morning, and I didn't think I was going to get through. He's laughing.
Gosh.
Okay, well,
a lot of energy at
through.
Y'all's house.
Yeah. Happy Friday.
You know, anytime you call, you should be prepared that you will get through.
I can't believe I'm talking to y'all.
What have you always wanted to ask the musers?
Yeah, ask us something you've always wanted to ask.
Why don't you ever video yourself while you're in the studio? Because I think it's way funnier to watch you guys when I can see your faces.
Believe me, there's a reason we went into radio.
Yeah, you don't want to see
we
that.
All are
you
torn up.
Yeah, you don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that. But thanks for the call and the vote.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Responsible vote for Mike, please.
Thank you. See there, folks, that's how you vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, George.
Yeah?
Better's Less Bornborn?
No. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency brake of the week?
Hey, guys, this is Donatello. I'm the one who went through the lady's windshield. I got a shell ache, and I'll vote for the Razor Ray. Starter kit, Bruce Levine.
You don't sound like a teenager.
A shell, a
teenage mutant ninja turtle calling there for the first time. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Good morning,
Triple fake Cassidy.
I don't know if y'all remember my last call, but in the heat of the moment, I called T1 Gracie a little B-word.
Yeah, and you shouldn't use that kind of language.
Don't talk like that.
Fake Cassidy.
My daddy grounded me from the radio for 12 weeks and demanded a public apology.
Okay.
So I'd like to take this moment to apologize to P1 Gracie for calling her a little B-word.
Okay.
I have taken this time away to learn a valuable lesson.
Okay, just vote!
My skills at swimming without floaties!
What are you doing?
I vote for Blake.
Okay,
for Blake.
Thank Blake. Thanks, Fake Cassidy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Fan.
Sports caller, you are on the air.
Fan.
Stop.
Give me Bruce. E-brake sucks today, by the way.
Hey, come on.
You do better.
You
do.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Is this FM or AM?
Both. And stream.
Okay. Okay, just checking here. Do you like your gig? Cool the engines. Hazmat uniform. Tennis shoe on my cheek.
Bingo.
Dead day gig in a day. Shintoid Sulip and bring back my Joey.
Okay, well, who you vote for?
I'll vote for Cool the Engines.
Okay, that's not okay. Canon. Jeez.
Bring back my Joey.
Jeez, that was uncomfortable. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, wow. Giorgio?
Yeah.
Gordon?
Yes, yeah. You got through.
Craig?
Yes, sir.
I literally cannot believe I'm talking to you.
Just please
vote, dude.
Please.
In what world am I talking to you?
Okay.
I can't fathom.
Next caller! Go to the next caller!
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Musers, good morning.
Morning.
How y'all doing?
Good. Vote or die?
What's going on?
All right, there he goes. Hi, wow. you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is passive aggressive Mike. I'm married to combative Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And sleeping this morning. She's had a long week, but first of all, I'm pissed that she's more of a celebrity on the ticket than I am. After I've been listening.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh huh. Yep, so 27 years of listening. She's been listening for 4 years, and she's more celebrity. But we're going to vote for Blake this morning. Thanks, gentlemen.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Jesus, Pete. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, give me Mikey for the win.
Golly, we have such a divide in votes. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Buongiorno, Muser. This is Michael. Michael 16, Chapelangelo. Hey, get the voting for the Pope.
He's voting for Blake.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Blake Jones. Kip Span wins
put
the
over the top
break of the week.
By Michelangelo, who painted the 16th chapel.
I don't think that's why he resigned, though, but I actually don't know.
Maybe Dumb zone. Oh, I don't even really know what the Pope does.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of just pretend.
Well, he was supposed to be a rabbit. South Park. Joke.
Cowboys fans, make plans to join the ticket for...
Kemp Span.
How many wins is that for Kemp Span?
That's his third win, 116 behind Norman, Chinese Kitty Hitzkus.
All right, let's have some more Friday fun with the return of Name That Sport here in just 4 minutes.